Special interview alert. We got the Maldonado is everywhere. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Bugsy on the beat, bitch.
Let me tell you one thing about me. I'm a young nigga, fresh about the CPT.
What
a homie.
Y'all know nothing.
West side.
Hey, that's how it is right
y'all
now.
Know about that.
Gotta keep a real West Coast right now when I'm in the building. You know what I'm talking about? Straight up. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
We all told in the building. What's happening,
hey,
y'all?
Hey, what's up? What's up? We got the Alan Maldonado in the building, guys.
Yeah,
everybody,
yeah.
Thank you for tuning in for the special interview. We got to stick him in there. Because,
yeah.
Of course, you seen him on what? Survivor's Remorse?
Mm-hmm.
Dope.
Talk to him.
Blackish.
Come on, cuz.
Ringside coming
Come on,
out.
Blood.
King Me coming out.
Hey.
I mean, this boy is working.
Yeah.
Hashtag
yeah.
Hardest working man in Hollywood.
Yeah.
I'ma let the man talk to the
yeah.
people. What's up,
yeah.
man? What's up?
Yeah, I'm everywhere right now, man. We got Blackish coming out. We got Survivor's Remorse. We got If You're the Worst
yep.
coming out. Ringside is coming out September 4th. Where's the Money is coming out next year. Smart Ass is coming out next year. I got a video game. Mafia 3 is coming out in October. Feel like I'm missing something, but we'll get into it. We'll get
oh
into
my
it.
God.
We're gonna get into it. Right into it.
I got a mixtape. No, I'm
you gonna put some mixtape? Right
you gonna put some mixtape? It's coming out. You know what I'm saying?
You gonna put some mixtape?
Okay. We'll fall back on the mixtape. Not yet. Not yet.
I am your host, Jimmy V. Let me introduce my real quick panel.
Hello, everybody. I am your host, Shaprentice Lynn. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Shaprentice Lynn with two N's.
And of course, I am Gary Thomas. You find me on Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, all that good stuff at I am Gary Thomas.
All right, bet. So, we got a special interview. You've been busy. You just hopped off the plane.
Yeah, just hopped off the plane.
We got a special guest after this, but we have to squeeze you on in.
I mean, I appreciate that.
Right.
Welcome
back.
I appreciate that.
Oh, of course,
thank
yes.
You,
I mean,
thank you, man. It's
I don't
good
see
to be
how
back.
You had time for this.
You
but...
know, I'm really like, you see how close I'm to the mic? This is kind of like my pillow right now, man. I'm getting like a nap as I'm talking. You gotta do a lot of things at once nowadays.
So then, as far as Survivor's Remorse is concerned, on season 2, you were Deshaun May.
Yeah.
If I were to get an agent, I'd want you over
you're right.
Reggie.
You're right.
You a thug, right?
I'm real in the streets, cuz. On everything, man.
Like my agent,
strap. We gonna hit the strip club.
He was like, pop. Nah, man,
everything.
Don't be doing that.
That's right. That's how we get the real deals done.
So are we gonna see him in season 3?
You know what? You're going to see Deshaun May. I really can't say too much about it because I'm a writer on the show now.
Drop him.
So
writing now. First
so,
acting
yeah.
writing.
I can't really say too much because now they put a muzzle on me now.
Gotcha.
Because I know about everything that's going on the show. So, you know, Deshaun May's going to be in there.
All right, so what made you make that transition from being a actor on set to actually writing now?
I mean, it's definitely through the grace of God. But also, I've been writing since I was 19. My writing mentor is Michael Caine. He wrote all the right movies with Tom Cruise, Southern Comfort, and he's been my mentor since 19 to now. So I was always writing, but, you know, big shout out to Michael O'Malley out there for putting me on and kind of validating me as a writer. And it's so much stuff going on the writing scene for me right now. It's ridiculous. I can't even talk about it, but it's got some major networks involved in regards to stuff that I've written as of late. So I'm excited about that.
All right. So we got to know, as far as season 3, what's up?
Yeah.
What can we expect?
I can't really say.
I got to know.
I'll tell you something, though. It's a fun season. The season premiere just happened, so we kind of got that whole situation with Mike out of the way so we can get back to having fun.
Which I told them.
Yeah.
I told them he was dying off at the end.
Oh, you did?
Nobody believed me.
Nobody.
We got your bullet in last episode.
Well.
Move on.
I'm getting my credits now.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah. So, you know, we got that done. So the rest of the season is full of energy. It's full of... we got some basketball stuff in there, too, which is what people have been really eager to see more of as far as, like, the life and what was what's involved in the basketball his basketball career. So we definitely got that later on in the season.
Are we going to see him actually play basketball?
We ain't never seen him play.
It's not about the show. Let me tell you something. The show is not about basketball. It's about a family. Mm. You know, it's about a family of a basketball player. So
can he like dribble the ball in the living room or something?
My man just got game. I'm not gonna put my man out there like that. He'd be at the gym, man. Come on. I ain't gonna put my man out there. Just got game.
Okay.
Prime time. That's my boy.
I'm just asking for a small.
We need to see something.
Hold the basketball on the dining room table. Something. I mean, like, does this part of his life actually exist?
Oh, man.
He's too good. The boy too good.
So
the boy good.
Glad to hear you're doing great things on Survivor's Remorse, but that's not the only thing that you got cooking up. A trailer just dropped for Ringside September 4th. Tell us about that.
Yeah, Ringside is going to be amazing, man.
They got you fighting in that.
I'm the champ, man. I'm the champ. Spencer Collier, he's rich, he's cocky, he's arrogant, so you put those three things together.
And imagine me. Y'all should have seen him walk through the door, man. Hey, limousine, leaving off, man.
Talk about typecast.
The money coming in. It's all right. But no, Spencer is a fun role. I got like a blonde mohawk in it with tattoos.
It's crazy.
But I think everybody going to enjoy it, man. Tyler, Jackie Long is in it. Seven Street is in it. So we got a dope little cast. TC's in it from Everybody Hates Chris. Like, I mean, it's going to be dope. It's going to be fun. I think everybody's going to be really surprised on how great of a film it is. And, you know, boxing is what I love to do as a hobby anyway. So to be able to do it in a film was just amazing to be able to combine the two.
Wow, so you didn't even have to do any training for that.
I did. Like, it's not as crazy and as tense as, somebody that never boxed before. I've been boxing for 7 years, so... that month and a half, 2 months training was ridiculous because I was writing on Survivor's Remorse as well. So basically, early in the morning I would train, go write all day, and then do two workouts afterwards for like a month and a half while eating nothing but like turkey ground beef and like. Coconut water. That's all I
can
have.
Coconut water. Is the egg thing the thing of the past? No one drinks the egg. Is coconut water now?
Yeah. No, with coconut water, because they wanted me to build muscle while still staying cut. So coconut water runs through you.
Really?
Yeah. Where water kind of you kind of retain it. So
coconut water.
It's not the healthiest thing to do.
Just a quick fix.
If you try to hit the beach tomorrow, just coconut water it up.
All right, so that's for Ringside.
Yeah,
talk to us about King Me.
Oh, King Me is, man, it's a dope film by Peter Leaf. He wrote Point Break. Back in the day, and he wrote and directed this film. It's about a homeless man and how he gets involved with police brutality, which is a different take on it, and just to see how he's able to respond from it. And you know, I play a cameraman for a news anchor, and I'm kind of the voice of reason on how they're trying to set him up, and he's almost risking his life to kind of. Showcase or show the world how he's being treated by the police. So amazing film. I can't wait. My man Matt Einstein is producing it. He's produced on Power to the list. I can't even name his whole list, but so it's a great team of production that I'm excited to be a part of.
Point Break
was a movie that was kind of had like, you got to pay attention to that. Cause tell me, is it the same kind of style of writing style with this one?
Yeah, definitely, man. Peter is an amazing writer, man. So, and it's very clever, and you're going to kind of just see everything develop as the film goes on. So, I think it's coming out next year, I believe, or possibly the end of this year. They haven't really told us yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, man, that's exciting.
Yeah, man. This man
is always working. Next up, you got to let everybody know about Everybody Digital. Man. This is about to be next up, but let this man talk. What's up?
It's going to be major, man. Everybody Digital is a short film app that I created.
We're talking apps here.
Yes. Yeah, we're talking apps. We're talking apps now. We're talking about apps. You know what I'm saying? What's up? We're keeping the money up. It's a short film app that I created. It's going to feature nothing but award-winning short films from around the world. as well as original content. So you can kind of see the app as like a short form version of Netflix.
That's just real.
The reason I created it was because I have several friends and myself that are short filmmakers and have went on to win, you know, over 20 awards. And then after the film festival circuit, have nothing else. It's done. Nobody will ever see the film. And even in the short, in the film festival circuit, it's only a limited audience that will attend these events. So in creating this app, it allows short filmmakers and just people that have made short films to give life to all of their hard work. Like, I know people that have spent a lot of money on these short films, and they won't see the light of day, and they won't have the proper distribution. I will say the app is beautiful. It's beautiful. It the way it functions, the way it looks, and everybody that it's an exclusive app, so you have to go through a submission process. So everybody out there, if you got short films, go to everybodydigital.com. And like I said, we're featuring award-winning films from around the world. So we're looking for more content to add to it, as well as we're teaming up with writers. We're teaming. Is this a, if you're a filmmaker, this is the new home for the space as far as being on the phones and being on the app and creating these short form and short film content.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
So is that available now, or when is the release date?
January 2017, okay. Man. New Year's everybody. New Year's everybody? Something like that. So that's kind of our campaign, and we're going to start a big, big push in September. I'm super excited about this app, just and what it will do for filmmakers around the world. Mm-hmm. As I think short films don't get enough credit, as a lot of filmmakers that are big time directors now started off with short films, and you know, they were able to showcase their ability at a short clip, but also at a high quality, and that's something that we're looking for.
Yeah,
awesome.
Personally excited because I've seen you advertise it early on, but as the day starts to come closer, I see the skits that you've been doing, which can all be seen on Maldonado is everywhere.
Maldonado is everywhere.
Talented man, that app is gonna definitely do a big thing.
Yeah, so. Man, I'm excited. We got a lot of big people looking to jump aboard, and we already have four original series we already shot and produced, and we're completed. We're in production of six short films right now, as well as two more documentary series.
Yeah.
So we're constantly shooting for this app as well. It's a monster, man. It's a monster. That's why I'm over here like a zombie right now.
So we got the films.
Yeah.
We got the apps.
Yeah.
We got more films. Yeah. Where's the money?
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
Oh,
man,
where's the money is dope, man. It's me, my man King Batch.
Hey, okay.
Graham. From Vampire Diaries, Mike Epps is in it, Terry Crews, Retta from Parks and Rec, Method Man, I'll be forgetting Method Man is in it. Man, I freestyled again, Method Man, you know, we rap battle. It got ugly, son.
Really?
It got ugly.
I know he down with the Wu-Tang, so.
It got ugly. And I don't really clarify whether I won or lost.
Exactly.
I don't really clarify. But I'm going to say it hard. I'm going to say it hard, though. It got ugly up in there. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. But we battled. You know what I'm talking about? But yeah, it's going to be an amazingly funny film, man. It's gonna be fun. I can't really tell about the story yet, but it's gonna be fun. The cast is crazy as I just listed, man. Yeah. But it's gonna be dope.
Hey, man, just coming up, did you ever see your career going in this direction here? You know.
You know what I tell people all the time? Yes, and not in the sense of being narcissistic, like but no, I had a plan.
Mm-hmm,
you know, that's the difference. It wasn't like I just was guessing, like, I want to do this. Or there's a plan. Like I said, I've been writing, you know, since I was 19, and it's brick by brick, and allowing all of your, you know, gifts to kind of come together. And it's, you know, at this point, everything is coming together at the right time, and people are really taking notice to all of what I'm doing, not just one side, where the acting kind of led me into the door. Now people seeing how multi-talented I am. So, and then again, like I said, shout out to Michael O'Malley for really validating me as a writer, and really people really respecting me on that side of things. And it's something that I've been planning for, and it's just the beginning.
All right.
You said gifts plural. Can you explain to people how important it is to have multiple talents and multiple yes. things that you work on in this industry? Because we have a lot of one-trick pony people.
Yeah.
Just, I'm just an actor. I'm going to go just act. I just sing. Like, but you have multiple things that you work on and are, you know, making better.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's important for everybody to kind of just branch out. And, I mean, we live in an age where you have to multitask. Mm-hmm. You have to multitask. Yeah, you just
got to, yeah.
You know, you got to be able to write for yourself. You got to be able to, you know, possibly direct. You got to be able to wear so many hats. And with technology, you can create your own product or create your own, you know, material by yourself. So even to the point of editing, if that's yeah. something that you must learn to complete your task, then why not do it?
Right.
Yes. Why not do it? The ages of yeah. just being one thing is kind of obsolete yeah. where you're required to do so much more now.
So out of all the things that you are doing right now, is there yeah. anything that you want to do that you are not currently doing right now?
You know what? I've been doing the same thing that I've been doing now for 10 years. It's just that it's just getting to a higher level with it. Mm-hmm. You know, I was writing and making stuff, you know, 10 years ago. It's just now the budgets are getting bigger, and just my ability and creativity has gotten better. But just the possibilities are growing. Okay. Everything that I'm doing, I've always done. It's just that I'm just allowed to do more now with, you know, going to major networks rather right. than, you know, financing it myself. Right. You know, we on the shoestring budgets, and now we got a budget.
Real talk. Yeah.
We yeah, got man. So the goal is, you know, we're trying to do $100 million, you know, budgets and stuff like that. So that's the goal. It's not about doing anything different, but just doing more of what I'm doing.
So recently I saw on your Instagram, he also gives back to his own community, of course. Yeah. You had your group on set of a film, or were you guys making a project?
Oh, yeah, that's you talking about Demo Nerds, man, acting yeah. a film, man. Oh, man, we're coming up on our 5-year anniversary. It's an acting camp for kids, or rather foster kids and at-risk youth. We that's like to focus up, on these particular groups, and hopefully we'll be in Tina, like jail centers and stuff like that. Mm. But it's a 2-week camp where we teach them acting in the first week, and the second week they make their own short film. Mm-hmm. On the last day, we have a red carpet gala where you know, the kids get dressed up in suits. We have press there, and then we have a big screening for their friends and family, man. So
imagine that as a kid.
That has to be.
Wouldn't that be sick?
I'd be lit,
man.
I'd be showing out.
When I tell you, it's
just
it's,
to be able to, you know, touch upon
yes.
that. You're just yeah. inspiring things, and you're giving them dreams. And
it's so transforming for the kids.
Yes, exactly.
Man.
That's real.
And a lot of times I hear, you know, from their therapists how much they've grown as individuals because of the program. Because it's yeah. not about them becoming actors. It's just to be them becoming themselves
yeah.
and having the confidence to be themselves. And that's what the program is based off. So, and I will say this, is that since I've begun doing my program, my career has blossomed tenfold. So everybody, you got to know
that's
that you got to give back in order to move forward, in order to get your own blessings. You got to bless other people. So
right.
I just look forward to that program and my company growing with that.
Hey.
Yeah,
I'm all good. See, all right. Reason I'm speechless
because Mike walks out.
I'm always trying. Yeah, exactly, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That Maldonado, Alan Maldonado is doing his thing, man.
Everything.
Once again, man, I just want to thank you for squeezing us into your busy schedule.
Thank you. Thank
You're
you.
You're actually
you.
On your way back now.
Yeah, yeah. We got to go back to New York to finish a film called First Match. Yeah. Then we'll be back to do Blackish. We started back up again. So
which Blackish has been killing too.
Yes.
Yeah, we got
Survivor's
so
Moss is killing, man. Look at this guy over there. Okay,
we got
that's what's
Emmy
up
nom over there, man. That's uh-huh. major. Major. Shout out to Kenya Bears, man. What up, G?
Now, would you try and write on Blackish? Have you written on Blackish? Will you write on Blackish? Are you going to write on Blackish?
You know what? I'm going to tell you this, man. Their writing schedule was ridiculous over there. They go hard. They go hard with all the stuff that I got going on. I don't know if I would be able to fit that in because it's 22 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just as an actor on that show, it's like school.
It's long.
It's school where you go for 9 months, then you're all three.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and this is a daunting, series as far as being so long. So as a writer, that would, you know, we're in there just as long, maybe longer than the actors as I would love to if you know my schedule will permit. And you know, I've definitely given ideas for the show, as that's, you know, my man over there. But yeah, as a writer, I'm creating my own show at the moment. So yeah,
want to be commander in chief, man.
Yeah, exactly. So it's all love. I'm, you know, I definitely write some scripts up there.
There you go. Anybody out there, all the networks, y'all know. I got scripts on deck. I got scripts on deck.
Let them know, man. And right before. Hashtag hardest working man in Hollywood. Hashtag light skin Idris.
Light skin Idris. Let me tell you something, man. The rumors is crazy, man. The rumors, man. Whoever created this, man. The rumors is crazy. They've been calling me that for some time now. Light skin Idris has been going crazy in the street. It's been trending for like 80 weeks. You know what I'm saying? So who knows? But who knows who starts this stuff? Man, the internet has no chill.
They really
are. Internet has no chill, man.
So if you guys haven't yet, make sure you follow this man. Maldonado is everywhere.
Yes, please,
you'll see him in Ringside September 4th.
Yeah.
King Me. Everybody.
Digital.com.
Make sure you check that out for him. Once again, man, I appreciate you.
Man, thank you guys
brother,
for having me, man.
Thank you for
I appreciate
coming.
It. It's all love.
And I'm your host, Jimmy V.
I know, right? I know. Put on Rummy My Money. That's where you end the episode today.
Everybody, stay tuned. We have a special guest. We have Erica.
Erica Ash,
aka M. Chuck for our Survivors Remorse. That's coming up next. Make sure you guys stay tuned. AfterBuzz TV, what's up?
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.